The nation's fourth largest archdiocese is widely thought to be one of the wealthiest, but since the clergy sexual abuse scandal broke, its finances have been in decline. Weekly donations are down, as are contributions to the annual appeal, and the archdiocese has been forced to cut its operating budget by up to 60%. Now it must come up with $85 million to settle the hundreds of sexual abuse lawsuits.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
One place the money isn't going to come from, say church officials, is the parish collection basket. Marjorie Draper is a parishioner at St. Margaret's in Boston.
I'm sure a lot of people don't believe that, and that's why they've stopped coming. Our collections are down. But I'm hoping they'll come back, because the church needs a lot of work.
Like many inner-city parishes, St. Margaret's struggles to maintain its building and pay its bills. But paying for past sins is important as well, according to attorney Eric McLeish, who represents more than 260 people suing the church. He says the agreement means the church will no longer be able to keep allegations of abuse secret.
What we've accomplished in Boston, where we are at the epicenter, will be something that will resonate literally for generations, so that children will never again be knowingly exposed to people who desire to commit deviant acts on them.
Alleged victims of clergy abuse, like Olin Horn, say the settlement means the church acknowledges the abuse happened.
Let this be an example. Let this be an opportunity for a true understanding of the effects of sexual abuse of minors and what it does to the fabric of our society. I know what it's done to my life. I know what it's done to my family.
Lawyers for the plaintiffs have until mid-October to have their clients choose whether or not to accept the settlement. If fewer than 80% sign on to the agreement, the total amount will have to be renegotiated. Church spokesman Father Christopher Coyne says the archdiocese will pay the settlement by first taking out a loan. Then it will repay the loan by selling property and trying to collect on insurance policies.
We're going to go after insurance settlement money very, very vigorously. And once we determine how much we can receive from that, we'll pursue other ways of getting the funding that we need.
If the archdiocese sues the insurance carriers to force them to pay, it could be a difficult case, according to Tom Peisch, a trial lawyer who specializes in defending insurance companies.
Typically, insurance contracts like this have exclusions in them for intentional behavior, for criminal behavior, and it sounds to me, I don't have any firsthand knowledge of this, but it sounds to me like the insurers are confident of their ability to persuade the courts that because the conduct here, the underlying conduct here, was intentional and criminal, that the insurers have no obligation to defend it.
Church officials hope that their efforts to pay the settlement through property sales and insurance coverage might restore the trust of Boston's 2 million Catholics. Father Nick Saccone of St. Margaret's says he sees their distrust written on donation checks.
I know firsthand that no parish funds are being used because those are funds that I administer. But we still, you know, we'll get people who are making donations through their offertory that write on their checks for parish use only with exclamation points.
Many Catholics say they're relieved the church has finally come to an agreement with victims of clergy sexual abuse.
Well, I'm just glad it was settled. I hope the people themselves will get some inner peace now in themselves. It's not about the money. I just think hopefully they will get some inner peace within themselves to be able to go on with their lives.
Once this is over, I think there's going to be, I truly believe, it's going to be a long healing process, but it's really going to make the church stronger.
I don't think we should have had to settle for that amount of money, because I have great questions as to the legitimacy of a lot of these alleged abuse charges.
The settlement comes about 6 weeks after Father Sean O'Malley was installed as Archbishop of Boston. His predecessor, Cardinal Bernard Law, resigned in disgrace over his handling of the clergy abuse scandal. Attorneys say they're confident an overwhelming majority of their clients will choose to take the money rather than take the church to court. For Main Street, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov in Boston.